shot. He scores! And the Ballers win! Helena is no longer undefeated!
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Barons win! Barons win!
Cody Jansen stopped 92 out of 95 shots, including a penalty shot in overtime. Somehow he still only wound up the third star of the game.
You like that?
Jansen has a heart.
You're smoking crack!
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Billy Pete here, and we're live on basically World Hockey Report once again today, coming at you live from Billy Pete's basement. Kitchen is being used currently, so there's no Pete's Power Place behind me. But this is the Wednesday, July 6th, 2022 edition of Pete's Power Place. I'm your host, of course, the king of the damn ice himself, Billy Pete. And we're live on World Hockey Report today. Hope you all had a phenomenal July 4th weekend. I hope you guys did. Hope you guys were safe. Didn't shoot off any fireworks or anything like that. The whole shabam. And, I'm glad that you guys are back with me. I know it's been a little while. Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup Finals. And what can I say? Just congrats to them. Kudos to them. They had one hell of a run. And, best of luck in the offseason. Today, we have bunch to talk about as we head into the NHL draft, of course. A couple of topics that I want to talk about to you tonight, of course, or this afternoon. Lord Stanley, of course, belonging to the Colorado Avalanche. It's been a long 21 years since the Avs have won the Cup. Finally going home to Colorado. It's good to see that. And let's hope that everyone's okay from holding the Cup and not falling in a club, as we saw that on a couple. So everyone has Twitter, everyone has social media, everyone saw that. You may not think, but it is a 35-pound cup. It's light, but when you're drunk or intoxicated or whatever it may be, it feels like a feather. But things happen when you're pretty drunk and intoxicated. Things happen, and it happens. Trust me, it does happen. But you know what? Kudos to them. That's great. At least you weren't Clay Thompson that lost his championship hat. Yeah, in the ocean and tripping on Hennessy. And, it's just great. It's funny when you can see these athletes go hard if they're winning a championship like that. It's really cool to see. Let them go crazy. You're not used to seeing them like that because you're used to them being all professional, of course. But it's just nice to see. Let me just mute my screen here. So, of course, Lord Stanley belonging to the Colorado Avalanche after 21 years. NHL draft coming up. Team needs and free agency updates. I'll keep you guys posted on that. Not much in the free agency world has happened. A little bit of signings here and there. But we'll go through team needs in the NHL for the draft. I have a list of what each team needs. NHL 2022-2023 Stanley Cup future odds. I locked in a few already. I got 6 on tap for you guys. Odds are still there. I like to get these out for you guys so you can get them locked in. DraftKings had the best odds, as far as I know, compared to other books. But Barstool had the one play that I have that's now kind of a little bit lower compared to other higher compared to other books. So I'll talk about that later on. And if you missed that, of course, it is on my timeline as well. And of course, cup predictions and locked cup bets. For today's episode, Wednesday edition, of course. I'm used to talking to you guys on Fridays during the season, but I'm back. We're here. This is the NHL draft pretty much show and futures. I have to get everything rocking and rolling. So, I am back. Glad to be back, my man. So, happy to hear that. It's really, really nice to see you guys. But no one wanted the Lightning to have a three-peat, but, it's just part of the game. It's part of the game. Avalanche were just long overdue, and they were the better team. Obviously, it was getting a little bit tiring. I know Tampa were getting tired, but hey, they put up a hell of a fight. I have to say, three-peats are tough in the NHL, but they did pretty damn well. Right, a lock for number one. You have to think, right? You have to imagine he is that automatic lock at number one. But NHL is crazy. You just never know what can happen when it comes to the NHL draft. You really don't know. But as of now, I do believe he is a lock for number one. Make sure. That's funny you say that. The Devils at 2 and Islanders at 13. I'm hearing so many mixed reports about the Devils trading their number two pick. So I can't really say that right now. I'm not really sure, but I've just been hearing a lot of rumors about the Devils trading their number two pick, to Minnesota. I've been hearing. So we'll see what happens in that aspect. But before I get into today's topics and plays and everything else in general, I got to read off these sponsors for you guys today. Of course, first and foremost, SeatGeek. As always, make sure you use that promo code WHR at checkout. You'll save $20 on your first order. Once again, SeatGeek. Hey, listen, you know, soon enough, we'll be getting back to ice hockey arenas. And, you know, soon enough, hockey will be here once again very, very soon. So, but make sure you use that promo code WHR when you're at the checkout for SeatGeek, and you'll save $20 on your first, basically on your first order. I mean, you can't beat that. Pro Rock. Let me tell you about Pro Rock hockey sticks. They're the absolute best. Okay, simply put, they are better than the top-of-the-line big-name brands at a fraction of the cost. Lighter, more balanced, and fully customizable. Check out for yourself today at ProRock.com. I checked out ProRock. Listen, I've grown into the world of hockey. I have a little bit of experience on the ice. I like to play roller hockey. Goalie was my main position throughout growing up, playing street hockey in Philly and South Jersey, and ice hockey. You know, just it's different. It's absolutely different. But goalie, I had a lot of people DM me, like, what would be your position in hockey? It would be goalie. That's all I played growing up. I played goalie growing up. So, listen, those scouts out there that want me in net, trust me, I could still bring out the 35-year-old legs again. I'm still in shape. I still work out. I still play basketball and recreational sports, roller hockey as well. So not a goalie in roller hockey. But, you know, I would love to be back in net, absolutely. But, yeah, I mean, it's just fun. It is fun. Sports travel tours. Travel is back, so why not book a trip to your dream sports event with Sports Travel Tour? They have NHL trips as well as Spengler Cup, NFL, F1, and Premier League packages. Pretty solid to say the least. And much, much more. Go ahead, check them out today at sportstraveltours.com. So, we're back here today, all right? Wednesday edition, July 6th, Pete's Power Plays here with, of course, the one, the only Philly Pete. And I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be interacting with you guys again. You know, the chat's open. Give me any questions, any betting questions for the future when it comes to the upcoming Stanley Cup 2022-2023. Who do you like? Why? I have about six of them for you guys, which I will talk later on the show. I just want to get them up and running for you guys so we can get ready to roll with this episode today. It's going to be a really, really, really interesting and high-packed show today. A lot to talk about on the ice. But again, here we go. So, Lord Stanley going back to the Colorado Avalanche. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's been one hell of a run. Playoff hockey was great this year. Playoffs were very exciting this year, I have to say, compared to the previous 2 years. Now, you could argue with me that, of course, COVID took a big part. There was no fans in the stadiums, in the arenas. And it took a lot of bit of that it factor out, you know, that hostile environment factor where you're playing against, you know, thousands and thousands of fans in attendance. I have to say that this was a great welcome home NHL playoffs compared to the last two NHL postseasons that we had. No pun intended to the Tampa Bay Lightning whatsoever. Like, nothing against them at all. Like, they kicked butt, you know, like against the Stars, against Montreal, as we saw. But this just felt more of a playoff vibe compared to the past 2 years. And then, of course, you could argue that the Blues, the Blues this year compared to the Blues Cup run, you know, a couple years ago was probably another up to par with this year's Stanley Cup playoffs. So, you know, it was just nice to see a great playoffs. Like I said, playoff bets weren't the best this year. We started off hot, then we got cold, and unfortunately, you know, we were in the negative for playoff hockey this year. But again, overall, we hit for almost 65 units overall, including the playoffs, including the NHL regular season. And that also includes my client plays as well. So you know, we did pretty well for ourselves. I have to say, I also had a bunch of clients that were with me this past year renewing their subscription for next year. They were very, very satisfied with the money they brought in. And those that have been with me since day one, 4 years ago, of course, they're renewing as well. But you know what? I'm doing a discount, okay? I've been doing this. I'm doing a discount for you guys. Anyone out there that wants to sign up, just DM me. I'll be more than happy to negotiate a price with you. That's how I'm in a good mood I am when it comes to being back on the show, of course. But anything hockey related, betting-wise as well. I only do hockey. I do NFL DFS as well. I used to charge for that. But this year, I think I'm just going to give out free daily fantasy football lineups for you guys, and it turned out well. The last couple of years I did it, cashed out very well. We hit a couple big lobbies as well, but I do daily fantasy football as well. But hockey, let me know if you're interested in becoming a client of mine. Negotiable for sure. I like to hook you guys up, and like I said, most of my clients that sign up this year are renewing their subscriptions for next year. So, you know, it's good to see that. And it just shows the trust that they have in me as well. So, yeah, I mean, street hockey was great. You know, I mean, I played street hockey when I was about, God, I want to say when I started at like 7 or 8 years old. I got a pair of roller skates for my birthday. I remember that, roller skates and, roller blades, roller skates, whatever you want to call them back in the day. And, I got a stick. I had a Florida Panther stick. My buddy, it was my 8th birthday. He got me a Florida Panther stick. I still have it to this day. 27 years later, I still have this thing. It's lying around in my storage, and I still have it. So it's cool. I'll have to break that out one of these days and show you guys on my next show. But it's fun and all. I love playing street hockey. I still try and get out there when I can. It's tough now, of course, with the family and the babies. But when I do, I like to play goalie. I like to play goalie. That's how I've always been. I've always grown up, you know, just, hey, if you need a guy in net, I'll be your guy. Basically taking all the pucks, whatever, you know, that's just a very, very good position of mine that I liked, was just playing goalie. And also, Danelle, I'm also 35. So yeah, just to answer your questions there. Dylan, opinions on the 2023 draft class compared to last year's. Well, I'll get into that later on when I discuss, of course, the NHL draft coming up. But Lord Stanley, like I said, going home to the Colorado Avalanche, it's been a long 21 years. Congrats to that whole team. I mean, when you say Colorado Avalanche, you know, you think about Joe Sakic, Peter Forsberg, Claude Lemieux, Patrick Waugh, Valerie Kaminsky. I mean, just to name a few, even Mike Ricci back in the day as well. It's just, it's good to see a team like that. Especially with all the hurdles they've been through in the past couple of years, finally get their cup. And, kudos to Tampa for giving a hell of a series. But this one definitely belonged to Colorado. So kudos off to them. Your 2021-2022 NHL Stanley Cup champs, the Colorado Avalanche. And there you have it. There you have it. Short and sweet. Yep, we are still young, my friend. We are still young, you know. Infants and babies and extending families and being all wifed up, you know, it's we're all in the same area, same age length. Dylan, you know, yeah, really. hey, listen, like that's funny. You're 29. You're not too far from Danelle and I. You know, I'm 35. Danelle's 36. We're all in the same era, you know. But I'm right with you. When will the Flyers win a cup as well? I'm right with you when it comes to that. So, you and I are on the same boat, Dylan. Canucks, Flyers. One of these days, one of us has to eventually win, right? That's what it comes down to. All right, let's just do this real fast. I want to get to this to you guys right now. NHL draft team needs and free agency updates. It's funny you mentioned that, Dylan, compared to last seasons. I had a bunch of people reach out, even my family. You know, my cousins are huge, huge hockey players. They play ice hockey. My cousin played for Rutgers. For the club team back in the day, back in 2007 to 2011, you know, he played on their rec team. And same thing, you know, I got a lot of buddies that played ice hockey, seen the same thing, like this year's compared to last year's, it's not much of a, you know, star-studded, I want to say, of a draft this year compared to previous ones. But that's what the mystery of NHL draft's all about. Teams that I'm reading about possible trading picks, especially the Devils at number two. We'll see what happens there. But I want to get into the fact that I have basically, if I can get to it, okay, computer's doing really well. I'm in my office down the basement. I have to be down here. I took on a new position at my company, so now I'm back to my three monitor setup here instead of my usual one. So yeah, I'm all over the place here. I feel like I'm in the Matrix or something like that. But so every team's need here. Let's go over that real fast. We'll start with the Anaheim Ducks and we'll work our way down. Like I said, I'll be on here for a while with you guys. So yeah, that Detroit, Colorado documentary was absolutely fire. It was awesome. Well worth to stay up and watch that for. Such a great rivalry. Again, these kids now can't compare to how it was when we grew up watching hockey in the late 90s, early 2000s. I would even add maybe mid to late 90s when I was about 7, 8, 9 years old getting into the hockey act. But the late 90s, early 2000s era was the best. And these young kids have no idea at all how it's been. You know, they don't know. So our era, we can really appreciate great hockey. Same thing goes for basketball as well. NBA was so much better back then compared to now. But I won't get into that because I know I have a lot of sensitive NBA fans out there. So I won't get into that topic. Again, it compares to the age difference. That's what it comes down to nowadays, because these kids that are in their early to mid-20s have no idea what NHL was back then, no idea what NBA was back then. It was just different. It was different and a lot more competitive compared to now, especially the NBA. So, but that was a great documentary. I hope everyone gets a chance to watch that. It was very, very good. Make sure you grab a couple good beers for that one, too. It was really fun to watch. Okay, so let's start this off. Anaheim Ducks, right off the bat here. Don't mind me. Again, I'm in a different level in the house and just trying to get acclimated to what I'm used to, because, again, I don't have the background behind me. I just got my signed jerseys in the back and, of course, my Astro Man right behind me, my Moon Man, watching over me. So we'll be ready to rock here. Okay, Anaheim Ducks. Like I said, this is just all out on paper, you know, and I just want to read you guys. Yeah, skill's better now. I agree, skill's better. But again, like the whole mindset of fights and toughness roughness and all about these teams are so much back then than it is now. You know, skill's there now. I mean, speed, quickness, skill set, definitely today's day. But back in the day, in the past, it's all about being tough, about fighting. And that's what it was, taking a hit, you know, and getting up with a broken nose and still fighting out gut by gut, you know, finishing a game, you know, to that aspect. The Anaheim Ducks here. So the Ducks, they did add Drew Helison, okay, on the deadline. Josh Manson trade, of course, to the Avalanche. All right, defense right now for the Anaheim Ducks is something that you need right now. It's just something that they've had. Yeah, I just feel like they need more defense compared to offense. We saw a glimpse of them this season, offensively scoring. Zegras, you know, you had him this year as well. I mean, this team's is getting up there in terms of scoring, but defense is really a big thing for them, I feel like, and it's something that they should address this year in the NHL draft. Coyotes, huge. Of course, Coyotes are a lackluster this year. Center to me for them is probably by far their weakest. You know, I just feel like this is something that they can grab early on, get some top, you know, some decent talent in the draft here. But centers for me offensively is something for the Arizona Coyotes in terms of that aspect. Bruins as well, I think center is going to be the biggest issue. Not sure how good it's going to be, but, you know, you see John Beecher soon to get a second, you know, basically get a chance here with Brett Harrison. It could be a suitable answer. It could be possible. But obviously, I just think that the weakest on this team is probably center, and I really think that that's something that they should address in the draft this year. They absolutely should. All right, let's get this on here real fast. Sorry for the interruption. Just trying to get you guys all ready to rock and roll with me. Come on.
The action never ends at DraftKings Sportsbook, especially this summer. With tons of ways to bet on all your favorite sports, you can feel your fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Plus, right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right. Make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on all the major action for baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Plus, with same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless. Best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code THPN, make your first deposit, and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. The world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the U.S. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
A little bit of just a little hiccup. Okay. Sabres right off the bat here. Sabres, a team again that's just the centers offense. They need something to wake up that team. That's how I feel about this team. Kevin Adams should be their target. That's what I've been thinking. That's what I've been seeing. Most mock drafts have been leading Buffalo towards Kevin Adams at center. That's the position that they deeply need. But they have an extremely strong group of prospects, probably one of the best, if you want to argue, the Buffalo Sabres. But I think center is that one position. I believe that one guy out there, Kevin Adams, is a target that I believe the Sabres should snag on, could play anything in the middle. He's utilized more as a wing, but I feel like, you know, you can probably get this guy for anything, really. I do appreciate that. Okay, moving down. Flames here, defense once again. I'm reading on defense. That's by far their weakest position here. We saw that in the course of the postseason too. Like defense is kind of worn down. Marstrom was kind of giving up goals, and he was red hot. You know, this entire season. But I just feel like, you know, defense is what they need in terms of getting back to relevance and making more of a deeper cup run when everything's said and done. Carolina Hurricanes. Honestly, this team is pretty much well-rounded. But again, you can't go wrong with defense. A couple prospects out there right now, Scott Morrow, Antoni Hona, and Joey Keane, all right-handed defensive players. So something they could look out for, one of those three, if they're available. And then you also look at the left-handed defensively. Looks like Dominic Fensor, probably as sure as they come on the blue line. But you know, they could, but his transition to the other three going to the NHL could be questionable from what I've been seeing and what I've been reading about the prospect of him. So, but Hurricanes really are a well-rounded team. It's just maybe a little bit of defense might help the fact that this crew. Blackhawks, you know, offense obviously is key here. Right winger specifically, I believe, is a need for them. And especially, you know, if they end up getting the Pringat, you know, if they keep him on board, because I've been hearing a lot of rumors that this would be the player that the Devils trade up for. I'm sorry, not trade up for, but to basically trade for. It would be DePrincat going to the Devils for basically the number two pick, which is, you know, argue all you want, but, you know, that's just, you know, DePrincat had a great season for Chicago. So see what happens here. But you can look at Taylor Radish at the deadline, decent star for Chicago. He had a decent star for him. But, you know, it's just more of a right wing issue, I think, offensively for the Blackhawks, excuse me, is something that I would consider taking in the draft here tonight. So the Avs, we know that they're well-rounded everywhere. Now, Cal Makar, Bowen Byram turn out to be extremely talented, especially on defense. Shooters that can shoot, especially on defense, is a rarity in the NHL. And they got two guys, especially Makar, Conn Smith winner as well. I mean, they did pretty well in that aspect in these drafts, these two guys. And it turned out to be absolute studs. So Colorado got extremely lucky there. But you can't go wrong with defense. Offense is set for them. Their offense is set. We know that. Their offense is very, very set. So I do think that defense, maybe add a little bit more defensive help. Can't really hurt, you know, the Avalanche. But that's where I land. Blue Jackets defense as well should be their prime focus. I know Coleman's was their draft pick last year, but you can't go wrong with defense. Offense is okay for Columbus. We, again, even during betting season, we took a bunch of overs for Columbus, and they got us there. But you really need defense there, especially to back up their goaltending, because they've been giving up goals left and right this season. Dallas Stars once again, they hit it big. They hit it big with Hiskanen, Harley. They have them in the system now, but. Defense is key, I believe, for Dallas. I mean, offense is there, you know. Pavelski in the mix as well, you know, Jamie Benn. You know, they're getting older, but they're still productive. They're still productive. But, you know, a couple high-end defensemen in draft could be very, very helpful for Dallas in the future as well. Get them ready to rock and roll back again. I kind of want to see this Dallas team. Like, you know, I know they were in the Cup, you know, 2 years ago against Tampa, but Dallas is a team where you think of in the late 90s, early 2000s, a team that was just like brought up with Detroit being disgustingly good. Colorado, how disgustingly good they were. Dallas was another team that was up there too. So you want to see this Dallas team come back to relevance and make another cup run. And they did. I mean, they went to the playoffs again this year. You know, unfortunately they lost. But definitely something to consider. I think, you know, the more defense, the better for Dallas. Detroit, center. I believe offense is another key situation here. Maybe somebody to go in the second line after Dylan Larkin. I think they need a second line center. That's more of my guessing here for Detroit. And I think Yzerman is the right person to figure that out. So I do think they draft center. I do think that they draft you know, a second line good center to go behind Dylan Larkin. Exactly what this Red Wings team needs is another person that pretty much piggyback off of Dylan Larkin going into the second line. Edmonton, let me guess. I'm pretty sure everybody else in the world thinks, oh, yeah, you know what? They don't need anybody. Yeah, they do. And I could probably vouch this for everybody on the chat, let alone on Twitter, is goalie. Goaltending has been a iffy spot. Bad spot for the Edmonton Oilers this year. And in previous years, they had plenty of times in the past couple seasons to pick up a great goaltender, and they couldn't. Stuck with Mike Smith. Stuart Skinner had an okay outing. He had a trial run. You know, he did okay. But again, like, he's the only option that they have for the future. You know, the goaltending pool this year is not too deep either. So, hopefully they could snag, you know, top goaltender in the draft coming up. But all in all, that's what they need. I think goaltending is their biggest key. Florida, another team that really is well-rounded again. I mean, they have pretty much everything that they need, but can't go wrong with offense. All right, another offense. I'm thinking center here. I think center is really a top position that you need for the Florida Panthers out there. That's who I'm thinking here. LA Kings, goalie, Cal Peterson, we know for a fact, will probably get the leading job here. You know what Mike Quick's going to do? Is he going to retire? Is he just going to go somewhere else? But Cal Peterson has yet to win the starting job in LA, but it seems like he's going to be the guy out there in what the organization could be very, very good this upcoming season. But it can't hurt to grab a goalie. That's who I think the Kings get. Wild, I believe, left wing or right wing for me. That's more of an issue for me for the Wild. You know, you have Marco Rossi, of course, but, you know, I still think you need somebody out there as well to help the fact. Canadians offense, I'm leaning a center for me. Suzuki could absolutely be the number one center for the Canadians, but they don't really have much else on that depth, on that roster, you know, that could fill that role as a second line center behind Suzuki. So I really do feel like the center is the key to succession here for the Montreal Canadiens. Predators, for a fact, defense by far. That's my main thing with this Predators team. Offense was there. They scored a ton of goals this year. I backed them a lot as well in terms of overs. But defense is just key. You know, defense, I think, was a big deal for Nashville. And I really do think that's the big issue is defense. And I believe that's where they go. Devils, goaltending, once again. I think that another team that had over galore this upcoming season or this past season, overs. We cashed a bunch of their games out. And, you know, Nico Dawes, can't trust him. Akira Schmid, can't trust him. You need to grab somebody. And that could be the future of the New Jersey Devils, potentially the next Martin Brodeur. We'll see. But I do believe that goaltending is another key issue here for the Devils. That's how I feel. That's what I'm thinking. Islanders, you know, center position here, more or less because if Matt Barzal moves on to Boston or whoever his next destination is, I think you have to highlight that in yellow right now that the center is your key position to draft this year if you're the Islanders, and that's how I feel too. Rangers, again, center for me as well. You know, you had the kid line, of course. He had a great season, great step forward. But I feel you need somebody else that could transition into another center role, whether it's second line, third line. I think you need another center in New York if you're the Rangers fan. Christian, I will be getting to your Vegas Knights position shortly. I'm just going to read off the rest. Ottawa, you know, last year they went way off the board. Tyler Boucher at 10. Did not expect that. I don't think anybody expected that, really. I did not think that. Right now, I'm going to give this guy a benefit of the doubt, you know, but I'm hoping that he could turn out well. But right now, it's a flyer for now. It doesn't seem to be the answer. Again, he's young. It's been one season with the Sens, so let's see what happens here. But right winger to me feels like a play for the Sens. Flyers, my team, you know, you need somebody to take over that Claude Giroux role. And center is the biggest key for us. So as a Flyers fan, I'm taking a center tonight. Morgan Frost hasn't turned out to be what we expected. Again, still young guy. But hopefully he does evolve into that player, but we may not see it anytime soon. You know, I don't want to doubt Morgan Frost. I just hope that he does turn out to be what we expected as Flyers fans. But all in all, you need a replacement for Claude Giroux. Center is the key for the Flyers, and that's how I'm feeling as we go into the NHL draft. Penguins as well, center. We don't know how much time left Malkin has. Crosby, center is the key for the Penguins. This was a no-brainer for me. Blues, defense for me. Their offense is absolutely loaded. Defense was a key for me for the Blues as well. I do feel like, you know, you have to – you know, the veterans are now up and coming for this Blues team on defense. They're veterans. You got to get some young heads on this team, and I feel like defense is the key to the Blues. Defense as well to the Sharks. Congrats to Mike Greer on becoming the first African-American GM for the San Jose Sharks. Congrats. Kudos off to you. That's great to hear. Goaltending obviously is a big concern for San Jose, but, you know, all in all, you can add that with defense. So I'd say a goaltender or key on defense for San Jose. You know, and looking at their prospects, there's not really much to offer besides Merkley. So I do believe they address defense or goaltending in this draft. The Kraken left wing for me, I think this was a no-brainer. You know, they need help. They really, really do. Tampa defense as well. You know, this seems to be a little weak end for Tampa, but you have to imagine that Cal Foote, Jack Thompson, and Max Crozier, all righty defensive players right now on defense. Maybe address the left-handed defenseman spot there. It's going off the radar here, but I feel like it's very, very possible. Besides Austin Matthews and John Tavares, who else do the Leafs have as center? Bring on another center to play that third line, maybe fourth line. But I feel like that's something that they could, they're going to be limited. They will be limited, Toronto, with the center picks. But I feel like that's what they should address. Again, I'm going out of the box on this one. Canucks, I believe they go after the center. Elias Pettersson wasn't the best that we thought he was going to be compared to like 2 years ago when they had that great run, or last season. But nothing more up and down the middle of this team. You have Carlson, you have Costmore, Lockhart, mid-range prospects. But they need something more. They need a high caliber player as well. But I do believe that center is their key into this draft here. Vegas Golden Knights, right winger. That's what I have listed here for the Knights. Christian, That's how I'm feeling, Christian. Right wing. Yeah, defense you can add on as well, Dylan. That was actually my secondary position here for the Knucks. But honestly, center-wise, I believe they need something besides Pettersson. I really, really do. But come on, why is this not working with me? Okay. Center, but again, secondary has to be a defensive. So, I address them both, I believe. But that was my secondary position here. It was either center or defenseman. It was tough. So I agree. They could absolutely take a defensive man, but exactly. You can never have too many centers. You never know which ones will pan out to be the best. Then you address defense later on. You really do. Vegas right winger. All right. That's how I feel. Vegas has not drafted a pure right winger since 2016. This is saying something. I think they're due for a right wing player. That's their biggest concern right now. So, that's how I feel the Vegas attacks this draft. Caps left winger here for this draft. Magnussen is a lower tier prospect. He could play left wing. But you're getting to the older group where, the left wing is going to eventually be replaced. So I think you have to attack the left wing more than the right wing if I'm the Caps. So left wing player for the Capitals and, of course, the Winnipeg Jets here. It's got to be defense. Preferably on the right side. Defense is okay. Heinola is a premier prospect, but he's also on the left side, not on the right. You have Sandberg, Kuzmin, and Chisholm as well. The only righties that Winnipeg has defensively is DeMello and Poink. Okay, that's it. So this for me calls for a right defensive player. That's how I'm feeling in terms of this position for the Winnipeg Jets. So there you go. And now let's all enjoy the draft. Free agency updates, shall we? I know you guys are looking forward to that here. I know most of you guys, there hasn't really been much besides the Kevin Fiala news, which everyone already knows, but back on the 29th, Kevin Fiala, 7-year deal to the LA Kings. This is huge for the Kings. Kings have huge upside now. I really love this play. I really do like this pick here. Great addition to the Kings. This team is going to be on the rise. And you'll find out when I show you guys my future bets that I have. Kings are on there. They're on there. They moved a little bit, but not crazy. But Fiala, as of now, has been the biggest news in terms of that. Craig Anderson, again, signs back with the Sabres. I'm not surprised there. Wedgwood, 2-year deal with the Dallas Stars. Nick Paul. Hell of a run from him this season, signing a 7-year deal, 22 mil pretty much, a little bit over 22 mil. 7-year deal. Good for Nick Paul. Good for the Bolts. He had a great, great season. And why not reward the kid? Why not? He's going to be a future Bolts Bolt, and he's not going to leave anytime soon. So this is a good addition to the Lightning and the future of Nick Paul. Lauren, I love your name, by the way, California Pokemon girl. I still have my Pokemon, my Game Boy game. And you know what? Hold on. Here's my original Nintendo Game Boy. Okay. Those that are, those that are in their 30s, upper 20s, in their late 20s, early 30s, mid 30s. There you go. There you go. Pokemon Red Edition. It still works to this day. I've had this Game Boy since I was 3 years old in 1990. Still works to this day. It's an absolute gem, and I do still play Pokemon, so that's an awesome name. Anyway, back on track here with hockey. Will the THPN do a watch party of the draft? I hope so. Not sure. There hasn't been talks about it, but I sure could reach out and see if they'll do some, and I'll definitely let you know. I'll keep you posted in that aspect. So, you know, we'll go from there. Something fun to look forward to. But again, once again, this is the July 6th, Wednesday edition of Pete's Power Plays. I'm your host, Philly Pete. You can reach me at The Real Pete Tuch. Follow me, and I'll give you any updates in terms of NHL betting, futures. I am the NHL betting guru for World Hockey Report. So any information betting-wise, you let me know. And I'll be more than happy to give it to you guys, really. So I'm happy to be back. So Vaporeon and Lantern. Well, listen, I was into the fire, Charizard, Ninetales. However, I beat the game with Charizard, but I think I'm more into Blastoise now, okay? So I can agree with you in terms of water type. So I love my Blastoise. I love my Poliwrath, okay? So, you know, I still got my cards, too. I still got my Pokemon cards from when I was, like, you know, 10, 11 years old. I got all the holographics, so, you know, see how much they are worth in the future. I'm sure it'll be a nice little chunk of change right there. Back to NBA 2K22. Yeah, I mean, NBA 2K22 is a great game, but NHL 22 is much better. NBA Online is just terrible compared to NHL. All right, and Madden's even better than NBA. Hate to say it, but it's the truth when it comes to any game online. Even FIFA is better than NBA Online. So, sorry, that's just how it's been. I've had every NBA 2K, and the online is just trash. So that's just how it is. Yeah, Pokemon's hella boring because you guys were probably born in your mid-90s, late-90s, and have no idea what it is. So get into it. You'll like it. Trust me. Okay. So free agency updates real fast. Like I said, Nick Paul, in terms of that, that's happened. 7-year deal for Mr. Paul. Good addition. That's great for Lightning. Brock Bowser, restricted free agent, 3-year deal. Exactly what the kickstart this Canucks team. Casey the Smith, 2-year deal, going back with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And then, of course, just as we saw the other day, Andrew Cogliano signed a 1-year deal, re-signing with the Colorado Avalanche. He believes that there's still a lot of work to do. So I can't blame him. I believe that this team is still, by God, the bygone be gone, top favorite to win the cup once again next year. So that's how it is, and I believe they are at 4-1. So I'll talk to you guys about that right now. Okay, let me get into the. Let's get into this. Let's do this real fast. All right, as of now, I'm on DraftKings. One team that I have different. Okay, I'll talk to you about who I locked in earlier, but in terms of who I locked in for future Stanley Cup. Barstool had Toronto at 10-1. I locked it in. Now they're on. Now they're 8-1 on DraftKings. So I'm going off the DraftKings before I read anything and before I get backlash about the updates. Here we go. All right. This is via DraftKings as of yesterday. Avs 4-1 to win the Cup. Next, you had the Toronto Maple Leafs at 8-1. Pretty substantial. I mean, everyone. Vegas is clearly liking Colorado. You know, from 4-1, then he jumped to 8-1 with Toronto here. Tampa at 9-1. Florida at 10-1. Vegas 14-1. A lot of people hyping up Vegas this year, and I get it. Trust me. I know Jack Eichel is usually on this chat repping up the Golden Knights here and Eichel to win MVP and everything like that. 14-1. You know, the thing is, like, they got to get back to the playoffs to even be considered to be winning a cup again. And they got to make some moves. I know. They just grabbed a great new head coach from Boston. Okay, but you know, 14-1 is still a little too much for Vegas for a team that didn't make the playoffs, as talented as they should be. You know, Bruce, there it is. Yeah, that's my man right there. So, you know, I knew he was on board. He just changed his name. So, Bruce, there it is. Jacob loves THPN. So, I mean, that's 14-1 is pretty solid. I expect it to be a little bit more. maybe 20-1 for Vegas, but 14-1, that's pretty intense. Not sure if that fits right now, but you know, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, Bruce. But Carolina 14-1, Flames 18-1. I feel like if they don't sign Johnny Gaudreau and Johnny Gaudreau walks, this is going to go down. 18-1, they could probably fall to maybe 25-1 if Johnny Gaudreau leaves. It's going to be a pretty big slide for the Flames side. You know, if I were you, I would wait on that if you're a Flames fan. Wild 18-1, of course, the Fiala news, and of course, Caps. You know, the issue with Caprile. You know, he's having some issues now as well. So I would hang on to that right now as well. I mean, he might have an issue going to the NHL next season. So with some Russia situations going on now with him. So just be on the lookout for that. Wild 18-1. I would hold off on that. Oilers 18-1. Pretty solid number. Last year my clients had 27-1. So big jump for Edmonton. Again, goaltending is key here. I'm just interested to see who they sign goaltending wise. Obviously they should direct this in the draft. But you know, you can't have Mike Smith or Skinner in net. I mean, they need to go off the radar and get somebody here if they want to compete. This number could move. It could, just depends who they get in net, but I feel like this is going to stay at 18-1. No, just how I feel. Pittsburgh at 20-1. That seems pretty decent. Rangers at 21. I feel like is an absolute steal. Yeah, it's just Shesterkin who's going to be back. This whole entire team should return. And a team that just gave, you know, Tampa a great run to the Cup was just one series shy of going to the Cup Finals. At 20-1, I feel like the Rangers is an absolute lock for me. And it is. Like I said, I'll discuss who I took after I run down these odds for you guys. But Rangers at 20-1 has to be a great look and a take right now, because I feel like that's going to move up at some point. Blues at 22-1. That's pretty solid. Boston 22-1. You know, that's surprising as well. This team was easily 10-1 last season, and I believe prior to that they were about 8-1, 9-1. So at 22-1 with Boston, something to keep your eyes on as well. This team can move up too. I feel like this is a good play here. Then you get into over the 3,000s. You have the Caps at 35-1, 3,500-1. So, you know, you have Ovi and the gang there as well. I mean, another team that went to the playoffs took Florida to a great series as well. You know, getting, you know, not much respect at all. 35-1. Islanders 35-1. Could they bounce back here? Dallas, you have 45-1. Canucks 45-1. Kings, this moved 45-1. They had as of yesterday, and last week, they had it at 40-1. Now it's at 45-1. Now it's back down to 40-1. So it's been going back and forth on DraftKings. 40-1 is what I have for the Kings. I believe this is an absolute wild card for me, and a play that could very well be possible of being. It is my long shot. It is my long shot bet here, future for next season. Kings had a hell of a run this year. Of course, they ran into the Oilers, gave them a decent run. But 45-1, especially with the signing of Fiala. You gotta hand it to the Kings there. I think that this is a very solid play here to those that want to lock in an early Cup future. That's definitely something to worth consideration. Wings at 50-1, Sabres at 50-1, Predators 55-1, Jets, Flyers 60-1, Sens, Devils 75-1. A lot of people were on that Devils train. Everyone is taking the Devils 75-1. We'll see what happens in the draft. I mean, if they trade that 2 pick for a stud, this could change. This could be one of those wild cards as well. This a dark horse that could change dramatically overnight from 75-1 to easily 45-1 with a player or a trade of some sort. So, you know, just beware of these teams that could very well change overnight in terms of, you know, what happens in the draft, what happens in the free agency. This is why I'm giving it to you guys earlier. This is why I'm giving you guys these odds now so you guys can lock in who you want, because you're getting great odds now, because they will change. They will change. Maybe not dramatically, but they will change. They will change after free agency. Ducks 75-1. Then you go into the more nitty gritty, not so playoff type teams. You have the Jackets at 100-1, Blackhawks 100-1, Sharks 100-1, Kraken 100-1. Then you had the Canadians at 150-1. And then the Lonely Coyotes at 500-1. Obviously an absolute long shot. Not going to happen, but definitely something that, I mean, 500-1, I mean, you know, that's insane. Very, very much insane. Avs, of course, you know, 4-1. You know, this team is just going to be loaded for a while. Young core, they could absolutely repeat. You know, I think so. However, a couple free agency questions. Does Kadri, Neskushin, and Barkowski, are they all going to stay put? They're all supposed to hit free agency this summer. So we'll see what happens with those three guys. Kemper, also a free agent. What happens? Does Kemper go to Edmonton? Like, do we know? Does Hellebuck go to Edmonton? Like I said, that line could absolutely, these lines could absolutely change. That's why I want to give these guys, these odds out to you guys fresh and early before anything dramatic happens. I really, really do. But, you know, the core is still there. The core is still there for Colorado. You go to Toronto now, and of course, you know.
The action never ends at DraftKings Sportsbook, especially this summer. With tons of ways to bet on all your favorite sports, you can feel your fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Plus, right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right. Make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on all the major action for baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Plus, with same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless. Best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code THPN, make your first deposit, and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. The world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the U.S. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
You have Toronto. What can I say? Toronto. Will they get over the hump at some point? I'm not sure. Consistency in net is nothing new. Jack Campbell's a free agent. You know, so you have to imagine Toronto's going to be on the lookout for a goalie as well. So, you know, we'll see what happens this upcoming season. You know, a lot of Maple Leafs hitting the free agency, but from what I'm hearing post to re-sign, I think goalie is going to be their key work from what I'm seeing. Tampa. You know, I think that Tampa could rerun again. They're supposedly keeping their entire roster. I believe Palat is their highest profile unrestricted free agent. I believe he's going to stay put in Tampa. So they'll pay him hefty, pretty hefty, I believe. But you know, I just feel like that this is this Tampa team is going to be dangerous next year as well, especially if Palat stays, which he should. But you know, and going back, I have a list of odds before the playoffs. Colorado was plus 350 to win the cup this year. Tampa in 2020-2021, 8-1. Before that, they were 7-1. And then you had the Blues at plus 1250 to win the cup against Boston. I mean, during the beginning of the season, and they ended up winning the cup against Boston. Plus 1250. Pretty solid there. Caps were 12-1 in 17-18. And then the last time before that was 2013-2014, Kings at 14-1. And here's the best one. Kings in 2011-2012, 22-1 to win the cup from the beginning of the season. So anything can happen here. But the last 3 years have been chalk. And I believe the last 5 to 7 years have been chalk. So with that being Blues and Caps as the oddballs at 12-1 and 13-1 respectively. So, you know, this year, do we see that 18 or 20 to 1 team win? Of course, with the outcomes of free agency, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Okay. And then, of course, last but not least, cup predictions and cup bets before I wrap up the show here. It's been a very fun and entertaining show so far. I'm excited to be a part of it with you guys. All right, let's. I'm telling you right now, this is what I have locked in. All right, get ready to rock and roll because this is going to be fun. Okay. Now, this is what we do. This is what we do. Leafs, all right? I'm taking a shot here. Leafs at 10-1. I'm assuming that Austin Matthews and most of their team is going to stay put. It depends, once again, on their goalie. Okay, Campbell. I don't see him coming back to Toronto. Very possible that he does, but I expect them to be better in net next year. 10-1 I got on Barstool. Now on DraftKings, they're at 8-1 and now 9-1 on Barstool. So a little bit of movement there. These are all current. Okay. These are all current, all on DraftKings as well. I will retweet this after the show so you guys can get my locked in Stanley Cup futures. Oilers 18-1. Okay, they're still 18-1. Again, it all comes down to their goaltending once again. That's how I feel as well. I mean, again, they had a pretty solid run, but defense is just not there for this team. Rangers 20-1. It's my absolute wild card. All right, two wild cards. All right, I put one in the East and I put one in the West. Rangers 20-1. I mean, are you kidding me right now? A team that was one series away from going to the Cup Finals, 20-1. Great odds, great number. Same team should be there and same goaltending. I believe they get back, and I like that number. So give me the Rangers at 20-1. Blues 22-1. I know their defense is getting older. You have veterans, but the offense is still there. Solid number, though. A team that, again, made a great deep run, probably gave Colorado the best playoff series. I mean, Colorado, you look back, like, they destroyed Nashville. They destroyed Edmonton. St. Louis was the only team in the West that could somewhat keep up with them, you know, and at least win a game or two, you know, and they did the job. They kept up with Colorado. Not enough, but they were there. So, you know, Blues at 22-1. Again, I just think that's a lopsided odd there for St. Louis. Islanders at 35-1. Now, of course, it's a long shot. All right, Matt Barzal, I have no idea what's going to happen. This team prior to this postseason and season overall, before playoff team, deep postseason run team, they're going to get back to where they should be in the playoffs, I believe. At 35-1, I think it's great odds. It's a long shot, but I think it's well worth the pay you off. Again, Barzal is a key to this as well. If he signs, I believe they move up. My guess is probably 28-1, but of course, Barzal is a key component to the New York Islanders. Simple as that. And then last but not least, of course, I mentioned it if you didn't get the hint, the LA Kings at 40-1. They're staying at 40-1 right now on DraftKings as well. And again, this was before the news of Kevin Fiala. I locked this in. They're still 40-1. So I'm surprised this hasn't moved yet. See what happens in free agency. Do they make a splash with somebody else? Do they go after another goalie? Do they upgrade somewhere else defensively? We'll see what happens. But this team showed signs of life this postseason against Edmonton, gave them a good series. And I think they're going to be back for more. This Fiala signing is a key to the future for this Kings team. And they're young. They're talented. We saw what they did this season. And I think we're ready to see more of it. So Kings, 40-1, my wild card, my dark horse, and my just flick in the water pick for a future. Kings, 40-1. So there you go. Leafs, 10-1. Oilers 18-1, Rangers 20-1, Blues 22-1, Islanders 35-1, and the Kings 42 1. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And unfortunately, I'm Philly Pete. I'm out of time. I will be back in a couple weeks, probably post free agency, post draft. I'm going to be having a show as well. Look somewhere in the next 2 weeks. But be on the lookout, though. I will be back. Don't worry about it. And, I will tweet this show out to those that missed it. Have a great Wednesday. Have a great weekend. Okay. Those that want to reach out in regards to being a potential client of mine, let me know. Let me know. Okay, I'm running discounts now, of course. You know, it's the end of the season. Season's over. I try and negotiate with everybody. And follow me at The Real Pete Tuch. You can see it on the bottom of the scroll, the toolbar down there. Follow me. And any information you let me know, betting-wise, I'm here to help. Okay, so let's have a great draft. Hopefully we get that watch party going on THPN. And happy Wednesday. Hump day. We're almost there to the weekend. Fight through it. We'll get through it. And be safe out there. All right, I'll talk to you guys later on. And let's cash some pucks, as I like to say. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.